An hour passed away. "Hang them," said the captain. "This is as dull as the doldrums." And just at that moment came the first news of the attack.
"If you please, sir," said Joyce, "if I see anyone, am I to fire?"
"I told you so," cried the captain.
"Thank you, sir," returned Joyce, with the same quiet civility. Some seconds passed, till suddenly Joyce whipped up his musket and fired. The report was repeated, and repeated from without in a scattering volley from every side of the enclosure. Several bullets struck the log house, but not one entered. Suddenly, with a loud huzzah, a little cloud of pirates leaped from the woods on the north side and ran straight on the stockade. Squire and Grey fired again and again. Three men fell. Four made straight before them for the building, shouting as they ran. In a moment, the four pirates were upon us. The head of Job Anderson appeared at the middle loophole. "At 'em, all hands!" he roared. At the same moment, another pirate grasped Hunter's musket and with one stunning blow laid the poor fellow senseless on the floor. Meanwhile, a third appeared suddenly in the doorway and fell with his cutlass on the doctor. Our position was utterly reversed. A moment since, we were firing under cover at an exposed enemy. Now it was we who lay uncovered and could not return a blow. The log house was full of smoke, to which we owed our comparative safety. Cries and confusion, the flashes of pistol shots, and one loud groan rang in my ears. The last boarder made good his escape and disappeared with the rest into the wood. Nothing remained of the attacking party but the five who had fallen. The house was by this time somewhat cleared of smoke, and we saw at a glance the price we had paid for victory. Hunter lay stunned, Joyce shot through the head, never to move again, while right in the center the squire was supporting the captain, one as pale as the other.
"The captain's wounded," said Mr. Trelawney.
"Have they run?" asked Smollett. "All that could," returned the doctor, "but five of them will never run again."
"Come, that's better," cried the captain. "That leaves us 4-9. That's better odds than we had at starting."